relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. I carry a 9mm Carr most days. Check out their amazing line of U.S.-made weapons at KAHR.com. Do it today. You won't regret it. KAHR.com. We're doing something a little bit different this Friday because there is so much ATF news out there, so much gun control information out there. And I especially requested one of my Newsmax hosts, don't forget, this Sunday we're going to have a corker of the Gorka Reality Check show. It's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern, then re-aired at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's about police state tactics in the United States. If you don't have it on your cable provider, you can watch it for free. Download the Newsmax app. That's the Gorka Reality Check. 7 p.m. Sunday, re-airs at 10 p.m. But earlier this week, as I was watching Newsmax, watching my good friend Grant Stinchfield, he opened his show with a story that isn't just about your gun rights. It's about the utter depth and the wretchedness of the swamp, even outside of D.C. And he has graciously agreed to join us to tell that story. Follow him on Twitter at Stinchfield1776. Grant, welcome back to America First.
Dr. G, it's so good to be on with you.
So you went to a specific local story, which was shocking in its levels of corruption. Would you retell it here for our millions of listeners across the nation?
So this was about the Louisiana bill, I take it. Is that what you're talking about?
About the guy who was offered the constitutional carry bill, and then the guy who was offered the game commissioner job. Just walk our list. Imagine nobody knows about this story because everybody needs to hear it.
I am so glad you asked me about this because just today he was announced as the gaming commissioner. I'm talking about State Representative Ronnie Johns of Louisiana. This is a guy that made a secret deal with the governor to not show up to vote on constitutional carry, which is the veto override session. So consider this, Dr. G. The Senate passes the bill. The House passes the bill. They have a Democrat governor, anti-gun, anti-freedom governor in Louisiana. He vetoes the bill. Well, he makes a deal with this Ronnie Johns who had knee surgery 2 weeks ago. Please don't show up. That way we can't override the veto with a supermajority. He made another deal with another guy there, too, for some bridge in his district. And lo and behold, what happens? It fails in the veto session. And just today, it is announced by the governor that Ronnie Johns will have the gaming commissioner seat or spot as the gaming commissioner in the state of Louisiana. And anyone knows it's been in Louisiana, the gaming commissioner is a very powerful position. This is the height of arrogance. It's the height of trading political favors at the expense of the people that elected you. People should be outraged. And I actually think there ought to be an investigation. If it's not illegal, it should be.
So let me just reiterate. So we have Louisiana. It's about to become, I mean, how many are there? There's, what, 25, 26 states that have gone constitutional carry? I mean, it's a lot. Right. So there's at least two dozen states that say the Second Amendment, that's an amendment to the Constitution. So you shouldn't need a permit to carry a gun because it's in the Constitution, constitutional carry. Louisiana was going to be one of the new states to pass constitutional carry. The Democrat governor vetoed it. They needed a supermajority to crush his veto. And what was it, four Republicans flip-flopped, and the one you mentioned didn't turn up to the vote so that the veto override would fail. Is that a good summary?
That is 100% it, and anyone knows that has had knee surgery. The doctors want you up. You've been walking around for a few minutes the day of knee surgery. There's no reason he couldn't have been wheeled in. I heard a story in the Louisiana legislature, Dr. G. This goes back a ways. There was a very important vote. A Republican legislature had liver cancer. He gets wheeled in on a stretcher to vote on this all-important legislation, and this mope can't get his butt out of a chair and go vote on constitutional carry, which is so important to gun owners. But you also summed it up. How sad is it that we have to be passing laws called constitutional carry to just certify that the Constitution is legitimate in all these states?
And the last piece of it, which I think, I mean, you're right. I mean, this should be a crime. This state legislature who doesn't turn up so the veto override can fail, he gets offered the gaming commissioner position by the governor and he accepts it. How is that not pay for play? How is that not being bribed for voting a certain way, Grant?
It boggles my mind. And so, you know, one of the reasons why I profiled this on the Newsmax show is because, Seth, you and I know this isn't just happening in Louisiana. It's happening most likely in every state across the country. And it goes by quietly, unknown, and they have their backroom deals, and they toast their scotches, and they smoke their cigars. And really, the whole time, they're sticking it up to you, me, we the people. This is not just a Louisiana problem. This is a problem across the country. It just so happens we focused on Louisiana this time. But this is the height of arrogance from career politicians. They believe they're a ruling class of bureaucrats, an elite class. They're not. They're no better than us. And this time, they turn their backs on us. And I promise you, the people of Louisiana are going to make these people pay with their votes.
Let's just remind everyone listening, we're talking about Republican members of the Louisiana legislature. These aren't Democrats. Let's talk about the Democrats. Let's talk about a man who they're trying to push through the Senate called David Chipman, a former ATF agent who wants to become the head of the ATF. That's what Biden wants to do. This is his take on AR-15s. Cut 11, play cut. Do we have cut 11?
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the president. The AR-15 is a gun I was issued on ATF's SWAT team, and it's a particularly lethal weapon, and regulating it as other particularly lethal weapons I have advocated for.
What is the truth about AR-15s and criminals and the use of guns, Grant?
Yeah, well, I forget what the percentage is, but it's minuscule that rifles are used in crimes to commit murder illegally. You better believe it's a lethal weapon, and there's a reason why they gave it to ATF agents, because it is effective. It is also an effective home defense gun. Why should they have something more effective than we have as we the people? But this is, again, the difference. It gets back to they somehow think they're better than all of us. Look, the AR-15 is the most common sporting rifle in America. It's used for home defense. It's used for hunting. Except the Supreme Court has upheld guns in common use cannot be banned. And you heard Joe Biden the other day say he wants to ban 9mm handguns now. That car you're carrying around? That would be illegal under Joe Biden if he gets his way.
We're going to talk about that later with the president of Car Arms. Thank you for joining us today. Watch his show every night on Newsmax. He's Grant Stinchfield. Follow him right now on Twitter, Stinchfield1776. Thank you, Grant. Get back to the studio. I know you're prepping furiously. Somebody wants to talk on this issue. Our good friend Leonardo in New Jersey. Line 4. Welcome, Leo.
Welcome. That's incredible. David Chipman, I'm sure you heard the other clip of him, right?
Yes.
Speaking of speaking of scumbags.
No, they ask him, can you define an assault rifle? And he can't. This is a guy who wants to run the ATF, and he can't define the thing he wants to ban, Leo.
Yeah, he's a real friggin' genius. What working weapon isn't a lethal weapon? He's just a genius. But I wanted to say that, you know, I heard that clip of him, and I think you'll recall it. And I said, I have told you that we have a family heirloom, a First World War rifle stock Luger that my dad brought back from the Second World War when he was with General Patton, right? So I listened, and I said, where did I put it? So right away, me being a deplorable and a Tiger King, I went and looked behind my tuna cans and the beef jerky. You know the clip I'm talking about.
Did you have a boating accident with your Luger, Leo? Did you have a sudden boating accident?
Yeah, it wasn't there. So I got, you know, I panicked a little. Then I realized, you know where it was? I had hollowed out a watermelon, and it was in the produce bin with collard greens and my black-eyed peas. So I found it. So why doesn't he say stuff like that? This guy is a disgrace.
He is.
While we're talking about scumbags and disgrace, I just got to say for New Jersey to try to free the state up, Felito Merfolini should go back to, check this, his $50 million estate with four different...
Leo always brings it back to the mission at hand. You can rely on him. He's Leonardo. I'm Sebastian. This is America First. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Carl Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for freedom. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. Check them out, KAHR.com, KAHR.com. I don't know why I invite him into the studio every week. He just said to me, the scariest words in the English language are, Sebastian Gorka will be on in 5 seconds. Jim Carafano, Vice President of Heritage, welcome back, I think.
There's no fighting him. It's like this irresistible force.
Is it the Borg? Am I the Borg?
It's like Gorka... Godzilla. I mean, it's...
Oh, that could be a match.
That could be...
Gorka, Kong, and Godzilla. Right.
One steps on cities, one steps on liberals. There's...
I love it.
Okay. No escape.
Let's talk about a specific liberal who has a rather peculiar interpretation of the events occurring 80 miles off the coast of Florida. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mr. G, please play the cards.
One of the things that we want to make sure that we communicate is our solidarity with the Cuban people. And what's extraordinarily important for us to communicate as well is the actions and U.S. contributions to the suffering of Cubans on the island as well. And that is directly related to the embargo, the U.S. embargo, like other U.S. policies, particularly other U.S. policies targeting Latin Americans and Latinos. The cruelty is the point.
So it's our fault, Jim.
So apparently it's our fault that the Cuban government kidnaps people off the street, disappears them, and tortures them. It's our fault that they oppress their own people. that the money that comes in the country, the government takes and enriches itself, and they leave the people with nothing. And then they live on these remittances because it's literally the only money they have. That is all our fault, right? So this is the worst kind of enabling, right? Enabling evil dictators to do their thing and then blaming free-loving countries for not helping them make the life of their own people in misery. I mean, does she understand that these people have no hope of overthrowing this government? That when they go to the street and they're standing up in march, that they know that they're going to be disappeared and that no one is going to come and rescue them. And they stand up anyway. And then what could they possibly think if they could hear her words? Which, oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, they can hear because they live in a society with no internet access, where they can't talk to the outside, where they have no freedoms whatsoever. So, look, and on top of this, this is actually the bookend to the Biden policy, which is, on the one hand, half of his party thinks like this woman, that we should be empowering and enabling the Cuban dictatorship. They actually believe that. They love the Cuban dictatorship. The other half of his brain, which I don't know if it's really fair to say there are two halves, but the other half is, oh my God, there are voters in Florida. Look, if Florida was a blue state, this administration wouldn't even care at all. They would just ignore the whole thing.
Right.
But it's a state where they have to compete for votes about people who are passionate about Cuba. So on the one hand, they cannot hate the Cuban government because, first of all, they actually like communism. But on the other hand, they have to pretend that they actually care about the Cuban people. So what does the Biden administration does? They proudly announce we're sanctioning people. The people they're sanctioning are already sanctioned. And a matter of fact, there are actually way more people sanctioned already than these people. So this is literally a meaningless statement. This is like putting a Band-Aid on a Band-Aid on a suture, you know, in an emergency room. I mean, it's just a nonsense act. And many of the people I talk to deeply suspect, and I probably agree with them, that they actually talked to the Cuban government and said, who can we sanction that's okay with you guys?
So you and I, conservatives, members of the Heritage Foundation, we have no difficulty. It's not a problem for us to discuss the persecution in Cuba. If you're found owning an American flag, you can go to prison. The fact that people are politically persecuted, there are prisons for people that are politically dissident. How come we can? I've never heard a member of the current Democrat squad or the administration talk about these things. Why is that? And why does a senior Obama holdover official in the Biden State Department, first thing she tweets is, this is about COVID? Jim, who goes to the streets risking imprisonment with our flag because of vaccines?
Well, look, it is true that because the last administration blocked remittances, right, that people in Cuba, because it's such a corrupt place that you have to buy everything in cash, and they don't have money to do that. But this is a country that actually has enough money in its economy, in its government, to actually address the needs of the Cuban people. They choose not to.
Yeah.
They refuse to take American vaccines. They wanted to develop their own vaccine, which they apparently still haven't done one that actually works. So to blame anybody with the Cuban government is a lie. There's not a better word for this. They're just lying. But here's the deal. The lead guy on this in the White House is a guy named Juan Gonzalez, right? And he has talked, by my sources, to every single leftist Cuban group in America. If they actually cared about Cuba and they wanted to address this, they would actually talk to Republicans who are quite passionate and would be quite willing to work with this administration on dealing with this issue. But this, as a president, called Marco Rubio? Did he call Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida? No. And what that show, but he can't call Republicans because our left would throw us under the bus if we were seen colluding with people trying to solve a problem. So if you need any evidence at all that this is about politics and not about solving the problem, just ask a senior Obama official, How many people across the aisle they talked to about solving this? Could you imagine at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis if John Fitzgerald Kennedy said, I can't talk to the Republicans in Congress about this?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And this canard that AOC went on to say that, well, what the Republicans are really doing is they're prepping for an invasion and a regime change. I mean, Jim. No, she said that. She actually said that.
I know, but it's complete nonsense. I mean, look, I blame you. I want every listener to know Seb Gorka is wrong because he and the rest of America give oxygen to this three-initialed person who doesn't deserve anybody. The people in her own party think she's a clown. And when we pay attention to her, we give her the only thing she's really useful for is she actually wants Americans to know how leftist and embracing of communists and socialists her party are. Everybody else is like, dude, don't give away the secret sauce here. Of course we're all communists, but we don't want everybody to know that. What are you doing?
So AOC says the crisis in Cuba is our fault, and Jim Carafano says it's my fault for talking about AOC. You got it, guys? Pay attention, because we will be asking questions later. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. Join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org, the mothership of the conservative movement. Be a supporter, be a member. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C.
Man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
A nice juicy cheeseburger. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check out their amazing line of U.S.-made firearms. I carry a 9mm car at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We are back with Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation for All Matters National Security and Foreign Policy. I'm going to tease out something you said in the break, staying on this issue of Cuba, if you care, for a moment. You said, I'll paraphrase. You said the Republican Party is not communicating as robustly as they could on this issue. Without getting political, what is the right thing to communicate about the last 2 weeks in terms of its significance to America and significance to the principles of America, Jim?
Well, I think the Biden administration has demonstrated two absolute truths. One is their policies are based on politics. I mean, you have this incoherent policy, which is trying not to offend Republican voters in Florida, and at the same time not to offend the radical communist socialist wing of the Democratic Party that wants to embrace Cuba. And so you get a policy that literally looks like oatmeal mush.
Is that why, because it's shocked a lot of us, is that first reason the Florida voters, Biden said in that thing, he said communism is a failed system, is that to placate?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the sanctions. They cheer that we put on sanctions, knowing full well that those individuals and many more are already sanctioned. And actually communicating and talking to the Cuban government about not wanting to do things which are overly pressuring or disruptive to the Cuban government while they're dealing with their little social disturbances. So, of course, it's just politics. And what are they not doing? And that's the second part, is they're not asking the question, and you know this because you were in the White House, that for whatever you didn't like about the orange hair and the tweeting and everything else about the president, the first question that the president always asks when there's a matter of national security is, what is America's interest?
Yes.
And how can we protect them? So we're not, it's about politics. It's not, are we protecting America's interests here? And it's also not about, are we actually leading in the free, we're supposed to be the leader of the free world. And protecting the communist dictatorship, which is what AOC would like, that is not leading the free world. And
so can you answer that first question? Donald Trump is not in the White House. He's not the commander-in-chief. So what is the national interest in the last 2 weeks with regards to Cuba?
That's a great question. It's the one thing that nobody's really talking about. Look, we are under assault in our own Western Hemisphere. As you well know, we have not had to worry about our own backyard since we sank the last U-boat in 1945. You know, we had the Russians dabbling around during the Cold War, but the Chinese are all over the place, from the Arctic to the Antarctic. They're all over Latin America. The Russians are there to a lesser extent. The Iranians are there. But they're all looking to destabilize. And the reason why they're there is for one reason, because they want the United States not to be safe in its own backyard, and they want to create problems for us. And their ally, their base, their root is in Cuba. It's the only government where a Chinese communist, Putin's thugs, and the Iranian terrorists can all walk into the country and they can all do business. So Cuba, when it was just this standalone little annoying communist state that couldn't really get to us, that was fine. But if it's a conduit for this growing Chinese presence in the Western Hemisphere, dude, that's a problem. And if we can take these guys down a notch, that's actually good for us. But I think the larger point is you cannot say America is the leader of the free world. We are back. We are engaged. We care about values. We care about democracy. When you're actively working on a policy which is trying to prop up the Cuban government, they're actively trying to figure out how can we make excuses to go back to Obama's policies that opened up to Cuba, which demonstrably proved when we opened up to Cuba, it actually strengthened the Cuban regime. They actually are more powerful. They're actually more entrenched.
This is perhaps I'm so glad we stayed on this topic for both segments for our Friday chat, Jim. I think that is the key take home. That I heard this, you've heard this. This has been the mantra of the administration. America's back, America's back, America's back. Not if you have this response to something happening 80 miles off your shores. You are not back and you are not playing the role you should play. And it is really indefensible that your actions are perpetuating. I'm not in favor of regime change. I want people to free themselves. But helping to keep that regime in power, it's a disgrace. Follow this man, JJ Carafano, on Twitter. Join the Heritage Foundation today. We love the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. And I have a very special guest today. So there I am at SHOT Show, the annual convocation for all matters gun and gun industry. Just, it's like a kid in a candy store that is about, you know, 6 football fields large. And I'm actually broadcasting my show. And a friend of mine, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart, their gun writer, says, would you like to have the CEO of Carr Firearms on your show? And I thought he was joking. I said, yeah, sure. If you can get him here in the next 15 minutes, I'll put him on air live. And sure enough, what does AWR do? He brings Justin Moon, the founder, the president of one of the most successful American gun enterprises, to my show. And the rest is history. And he's back right now. Justin Moon, welcome to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sebastian.
I got to ask you, how is the market? I spoke to a small arms manufacturer doing like semi-custom guns. He said he's got a 6,000 order backlog. How are things for Carr Firearms?
Yeah, we're backed up about 15 months still.
15 months. Let me ask you. I'm there at the SHOT Show. I tell you that I carry a 9mm car, and you said, "Really, which one?" And I tell you, and you say, "I need that in my collection. I'll swap it out for a new one." Is that what everybody's buying right now? Is it 9mm? You know, your polymer frame 9mm. Is that the most popular?
Well, 9mm is the most popular round, but right now everything we have is sold out. So we are selling every single gun. Every single gun we make has an order.
Well, let's stay on the subject of 9mm. The Biden town hall with CNN. We have a short clip from it that I'd love you to react to. This is the man who currently bears the title of President of the United States, Joe Biden, on CNN's town hall, which didn't even get half the viewers of Fox News that evening, despite having the so-called president on the town hall. Cut 10, play cuts.
The idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous. I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things, but...
Continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things. That would be the end of 9mm, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be the end of America, Sebastian. The Second Amendment was put in place so that the citizens would have the right to bear arms in defense against tyranny. And if they're seriously thinking about taking away all 9mm pistols from the citizenry, there's no other way... You can call that, except that America is done, that we've entered into a dictatorial state.
Your father, your family experienced that. You know what communism truly looks like. It is the ultimate guarantor of our freedom, is it not? It has nothing to do with hunting, not even protecting your home. The Second Amendment, Mr. Moon, is about guaranteeing that a dictator never takes over our republic, correct?
You're absolutely right, Sebastian. That's the primary reason for the Second Amendment. A lot of us forget that during the time of the Revolutionary War, all regular citizens had military-grade weapons.
Absolutely. So the idea that you're only allowed to have muskets, well, the weapons used by the colonial separatists, the revolutionaries, were state-of-the-art weapons. In many cases, the Kentucky and the Pennsylvania rifles were even better than the weapons the British had, correct?
You're absolutely right. The founding founders intended us to have M16s fully auto, but we've been remiss, and we haven't defended our constitutional liberty very well.
No, we have not. It's time to get serious. We've got a couple of minutes left with Justin Moon, the founder. He revolutionized the gun industry with a weapon that was smaller than a PPK, lighter, but in actual 9mm NATO. That's why I love it. That's why I carry it. Check it out, kahr.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. Is there anything you can preview for us? Anything you can tease about things coming down the pipeline from Kahr Firearms in the near future?
Well, I don't want to take away from what we've been talking together, so I'm going to let you make the announcement on that, Sebastian.
All right. Well, thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. I know you're going to have some 10mm coming up.
Oh, yeah, we are. We've got a lot of nice guns coming out. But, you know, we given the state of the industry where everything is sold out, you know, we've been a little bit spoiled. We haven't been needing to bring out a lot of new products. I mean, because when you're sold out, what's the point of bringing out new stuff?
When what you're making is so good and so popular already, the PM9, right. The CM9, the other weapons that are part of the Kahr Firearms Group, including the legendary Desert Eagle and the semi-automatic. I have my lightweight version of the semi-automatic Thompson. It is a beaut. But let me tease it now. With his permission, we have made a limited run of the Make America Great Again, America First 1911. It is a custom gun. It may have the likeness of a certain radio host you know and a certain president of the United States on the weapon itself. In a couple of weeks, we will be ready to announce it. I have my first production run of it. I'm going to share with you photographs and footage. Mr. Moon, will you come back when we launch that custom 1911 for America First?
Sure, absolutely. I'll come back and talk with your viewers. I mean, you know, the audience is great. I mean, America First is popular, Sebastian.
It's a great name for a political platform. It's a great name for a radio show. It's a great name for a 1911 custom handgun. Go today. Do it now. You won't regret it. KAHR.com. KAHR.com. God bless you, Mr. Moon. Thank you for doing what you do and being so outspoken in your robust protection of the Constitution.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
The rhetoric that we have heard from the minority leader is disingenuous. The attack on this building on January 6th was the worst attack on this Capitol since 1814. It was an attack on our Constitution.
That's Liz Cheney. That was a creepy cut. She suddenly disappeared like she dematerialized. What happened there? Is she some kind of witch? I don't know. Special effects straight from Hollywood. An attack against the Constitution? Then what was the last election in November, Miss Cheney? I'd love to, as a person who has the letter R behind her name, I'd love to get your take on what you think of that. Don't be a Liz Cheney. Be a patriot. Be a healthy patriot. Do what I do. If you're worried about your health, if you're concerned, if your kids, your grandkids are worried about just how healthy you are or should be, please do what I do. Take Balance of Nature, formulated by Dr. Douglas Howard. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that give you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's so easy. It's health in your hand. Be the healthiest you can be. Get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order from Dr. Howard if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751. Or call balanceofnature.com. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or 800-246-8751. Back to your calls here on America First. Let's go to Brian in California, line one.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. This is a first-time caller.
Thank you for waiting so patiently.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You were talking yesterday about Eric Clapton and Van Morrison.
Yes.
And I got a great song for you to listen to. It's called Stand and Deliver.
I like it already.
It's a protest song. I think Van Morrison might have wrote it. Clapton performs it. But it's a fantastic song. You got to give it a listen.
Is it a recent one? Is it relevant to recent politics or is it older?
No, it's recent. It's
all
recent.
Right.
Van Morrison came out with that album about the lockdown. He's got Where Have All the Rebels Gone? Why Are You on Facebook?
We'll check it out. Thank you, Brian. I love it. Bob, San Antonio, line two. Welcome, Bob.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm calling about Biden's just horrific treatment of the people of Mexico.
Yes.
Via our open borders. I mean, they're enriching the cartels, and the cartels are trafficking among the people that are trafficking are Mexicans, and they're murdering Mexican people right and left. I hear nothing about it in the media, and I figure that AMLO's a Marxist, and they're, you know, the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. But even though he's a Marxist, I can't believe he's not screaming at Biden to slow this down, to stop it, because the cartels are going to be taking over part of his country.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Why is the Mexican government not trying to speak up? Because it's as bad for them as it is for us. In fact, it might be worse when you think of the money the cartels are making. Thank you, Bob. This is America First.